For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Starting out cinematic, this is Calibro 35.
We've got a lot of great new music coming up. Three really big releases coming up in the fall. We're going to talk about those and going to hear them. But first, Calibro 35.
The polyester.
Your musical references sometimes are so different. This reminds me of 70s era funk, funky jazz. There was a label called CTI. It was a jazz label, and they did a funky jazz series of releases around the early 70s, mid 70s, and that's what this stuff reminds me of.
Well, it reminds you of that because that's their whole aesthetic, Calibro 35. This is the song New York, New York, by the way. And you were a big fan of their debut album.
Big fan.
It was all reworkings of Italian crime films, which are called Poliziotesco, and 1970s soundtrack. That was kind of their thing. And they're still doing those 1970s soundtrack. This is actually a reinterpretation of Piero Piccioni's New York, New York from the film Anastasia, My Brother. And they've also redone some soundtracks from Ennio Morricone films, but also feature original works, including a lot of, you know, Indian sitar sounds and Motown, R&B, funk beats. So that 70s sound is actually very cultivated.
And they're based, interestingly enough, they're based in Italy.
Well, I'm a big fan of Italian cinema, and now I want to see this movie, Anastasia Mio Fratello, which was a comedy in 1973.
Great track, great band.
I hope it's a great movie. I'll try and watch it this weekend. So, Felix, like you said earlier, we have some pretty big premieres on this week's show. One of them is Bomba Estéreo. They're about to drop a new album called Elegancia Tropical. Now, Felix, you and I were both anxious to hear Bomba Estéreo's new album. They exploded, pardon the pun, exploded onto the scene in 2009 with Blow Up, and it was a really big deal. And then they released remixes and I think a single leaked in out there, but this is going to be their second album here in the U.S. And Felix, you and I felt very differently about this album.
You and I both had a chance to preview the entire album, which is going to come out in October. I was knocked out. I was completely knocked out. And what you're hearing underneath, this long instrumental buildup to the vocal, is reflective of what you hear on the album. They're very studio intensive. They're not so much the electro cumbia that they did before. There's a lot more texture and a lot more musicality to it. And this is, like I said, this is an example.
Yeah, it's definitely what you like to call sonic landscape and a big step towards electronica with some club beats and dubstep. And there's still champeta and Caribbean noises in there. You know, Simon from the band has said that it's more universal, but also deeply Colombian. I guess I'm just not that into sonic landscapes as much as you are. I do love this song, though. This is Pájaros.
Sonic brisa del mar. Se han convertido en pájaros que vuelan alto, tan alto donde nadie lo puede tocar. Libre de todo humano, del dolor y el llanto, más cerca de la risa y la brisa del mar. No puede ver ni tocar, solo sentir, solo dar. No puede ver ni tocar, solo sentir, solo dar. No puede ver ni tocar, solo sentir, solo dar. No puede ver ni tocar, solo sentir, solo dar.
To me, it wasn't the sonic landscape part that I didn't like about the album. What I felt about the album was that some of it felt sloppily produced. Like, some of the tracks, just the vocals felt just, like, thrown on there. And, like a band that has been touring and has the success that Bomba should be doing something more well-produced.
You know, that's the challenge of a second album. After a successful first album, it's like, how are you going to follow up? What are you going to do? You can do more of the same. You can do something completely different. A lot of times it can make or break a career because people aren't going to want to listen if it's not something they're used to. If they take a different step, then that's a big challenge.
Well, I don't think it's about something that you're not used to, because, like, there's artists like, okay, like David Byrne, who have released something completely different, and you still like it because it's good. To me, what happened was more, you know, sometimes you turn on the radio and you hear an artist, or even we get artists on our mailing list who you listen to and you're like, okay, this is not all the way there, but man, this artist has a lot of potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me with this album was I felt like this has great potential, but then I'm like, this is a band who already had a huge career and a huge hit, and they've been around. Why am I still thinking this has huge potential?
Because a band like Bomba Estéreo is a band you got to look at in the long run. And every
but for how long?
For their entire career. I mean, I've been a fan of Santana since 72.
Right, but what if Santana released an album that you're like, oh, this is a little bit amateur, but, you know, he'll get there.
Believe me, and in a career that's almost 50 years, there's been very great albums. There have been albums that I just never listened to again. It's just part of the overall work. And when you look at a band like Bomba Estéreo that's just getting started, they're one of the bands that are going to be around for a long time. Some bands we listen to, I think, oh, that's interesting. They'll be, you know, if I never hear from them again, you know, I wouldn't miss them. But bands like Bomba Estéreo, they made such a strong impact, and we've seen them, and we've talked to them, and we've hung out with them, and we understand their art, where they're coming from artistically. I have much greater expectations for them over the long run. So that, yeah, you judge each album as it comes.
Yeah, I guess after 3 or 4 years of waiting, the album didn't satisfy me.
Is it because you wanted more of the same?
No. No, I just wanted to not hear tracks on the album that I felt were just poorly produced. And
It sounds to me like everything that they did is intentional and that they wanted to be like that. Because maybe the first album was a little too polished. It was certainly strong, but it's a step. This album is a step in the opposite direction, I think. And we also have another great album from another band that, speaking of longevity, this is Café Tacuba's new release. And the first one they've had out in a long time. And I'm anxious to know what you think about this one.
This is De Este Lado del Camino, On This Side of the Road.
De este lado del camino, sin buscar ningún destino, y aunque el trazo no es muy fino, de este lado del camino, si mi cara está arrugada y mis manos empolvadas, no ha de ser cosa muy rara. Si mi cara está arrugada, he esperado tanto tiempo.
Café Tacuba, they're Latin rock gods from Mexico. And just seeing them live at last year's... No, it was this year.
Correct.
Oh my God, how time passes. Seeing them live at this year's Vive Latino was pretty much one of the most magical musical experiences that I've had in my life. Just because their rapport with the audience, it's like, you know, there's... How many... thousands of people were there that night.
Tens of thousands in the stadium.
And they talked to them like they were all their friends in the living room. And people got so emotional about seeing Café Tacuba.
Café Tacuba right now is in the middle of a short U.S. tour through the month of August, hitting just the bigger cities. I know they just played San Francisco and are playing Los Angeles. And they're selling out everywhere they go. And people, again, are loving them. And they're on such a creative wave. Again, this is one of those bands that you look at over the long run. They came from that boom of the early 90s, that rock and espanol movement that really sparked in the early 90s. And there are a lot of bands who started back then and they fell by the wayside. But these guys, they follow their artistic vision. They follow whatever it is that they're doing. And they're consistently, consistently great.
Album El Objeto Antes Llamado Disco, the object previously called an album. And it's coming out also in October. It's their first in 5 years. And you know how I always say that I like songs that go beyond the easy themes of I love you, I want to sleep with you, how could you? This song is kind of about finding yourself and loving yourself. The chorus line of the song is, I love myself. And he's saying it took a really long time and now I have wrinkles and my hands are dusty. You know, he's an older guy. And but
older than when he started.
Yeah. And he's like, and I love myself. And to me, that's like, wow, how honest to release a song about something so personal and not very easy to talk about, which is about being, you know, maybe crowds adore you and you don't really like yourself that much. God knows, you and I, you know, we've met some very famous people, and self-esteem has nothing to do with money or power, you know?
After making so many albums, I mean, when do you run out of ideas?
I think that if you are honest, and this is what my favorite artists, whether it's writers or actors or musicians, have said to me. If you are honest about who you are, you're never going to run out of things to talk about. If you are, you know, fronting like you still live in the hood and you're still, you know, a gangster, and, you know, meanwhile you live in a mansion, you're going to run out of stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to be a stereotype, you're going to run out of things to talk about because nobody's a stereotype. Everyone has very interesting and complex lives that are fascinating to talk about. And I think this is exactly that kind of song.
There's a parallel to the music that I grew up with. And when you talked about bands, like when we saw Café Tacuba or when we saw Calle 13, when I was watching Café Tacuba in Mexico City, that hometown crowd, the whole thing, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of my first Bruce Springsteen show.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh,
because,
no, I believe it.
Because this was like in 1978, and the crowd was so into him. This was before he became really, really big, and everybody who was there were diehard fans. It was like a living room performance, and every time I've seen him since then, whether it's in a big stadium or a smaller arena, it's the same thing. Musicians like that, like Café Tacuba, like Bruce Springsteen, like some of these others, they create a connection, and you never lose it because it's there for life.
Well, my dad used to have this saying that's "Los pueblos no comen vidrio," which I guess would translate into "People don't eat glass," which means people aren't stupid. You can't feed them glass. And you know, if you're not a very good artist, you know, you might have a period of popularity, but people will eventually catch on that you're just a fad. And if you're a really good artist, people are pretty smart. Audiences are actually very smart. And it'll be noticed. And there's a reason why a band like Café Tacuba has been around forever. And so has Bruce Springsteen, you know? And then there's probably bands that were out at the same time as Springsteen came out that I've never heard of. Next up, another artist who we both believe has a long, fruitful career ahead of her, judging by her upcoming album. This is Gaby Moreno from her new album, Postales.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
Let our listeners know that this entire album, Postales, is out on September 4th, but NPR is doing an exclusive first listen between August 20th and September 4th, so you can get a preview and you can check that out at npr.org/music.
And you'll be able to hear the different textures that she has on this record, because it's a diverse group of textures. There's like New Orleans blues. This song almost sounds bluegrass with a little bit of mandolin. Maybe Alison Krauss would sing something like this. She's got such a pliable voice. It's always essentially hers, but the way she uses it and the musical textures and the variety of styles is so impressive on this album.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we have a lot of new releases on today's show, but I think today's show could also be all about keeping it real and being really honest with your music. And Gaby Moreno, I think she stands out because she kind of refuses to adhere to any stereotype, and she talks about whatever she wants to talk about, whether it's El Sombrerón, who's kind of the Guatemalan boogeyman, or immigration, or reading a book under the shade of a tree. And I like Ave que Migra, this song we're listening to, because it's about the immigrant experience, but I do feel like a lot of songs that come on my desk about the immigrant experience are, they're very, I don't know, they don't capture, as an immigrant who surrounds herself with a lot of immigrant friends, I don't feel like they capture that experience quite accurately. They're very, like, woe is me tales.
Right.
But this song, it really captures that mixed state of emotions that we immigrants live in, which is a deep sadness for having left, and an excitement for the adventure that lies ahead, and a sense of relief for having made it. So it's like that bittersweetness.
And on this album, what she does is that she makes it such a bicultural statement, because she did grow up in Guatemala, but as she said in interviews and as she's told us, when she discovered Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday, she just got turned on to the blues, and there are different shades of the blues in this album. So it becomes this immigrant expression, but at the same time, a bicultural expression, because she's certainly wrapped up in her new environment musically.
Oh, I'm really excited about this. Next up, you brought a new El Lado Negro track. Well, it's not just El Lado Negro. It's a new collaboration that El Lado Negro is doing with singer Juliana Barwick. And the duo is called Hombre.
And this is called Tormentas.
Corren las tormentas de mi sueño, visiones conocen las flores.
Clarified that the name of this duo, El Lado Negro with Juliana Barwick, is Hombre without an H, so O-M-B-R-E. And I like this because it sounds very El Lado Negro, but also very Juliana Barwick. So Felix, tell me about it.
They are label mates. The album's called Asthmatic Kitty. And Juliana Barwick, she's described as folk ambient. You know, she's done albums where she's only done her voice with a little bit of light percussion, and then she uses digital loops. So it's very atmospheric, and it makes sense. The collaboration makes sense when you consider what El Lado Negro does.
El Lado Negro is a very ethereal, dreamy, dreamscape kind of Ecuadorian American DJ. I mean, his songs feel like a dream.
And their two approaches to ambient music mesh perfectly on this album. She actually, on this album, she plays, she uses her voice and the digital effects, but she also plays guitar, vibraphone, electric piano, synthesizer. So that's what you're hearing in the background. You're also hearing El Lado Negro's voice. The whole album is just really spectacular.
I'm glad you brought in El Lado Negro because I was going just about to compare him to the next DJ I brought in, who is one of our favorite DJs, I'd say, this year.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about Venezuela's Algodón Egipcio. I find that he sounds a lot like El Lado Negro in that kind of ethereal way, but not exactly the same.
What's with the names? El Lado Negro, was that the black ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
And algodón egipcio.
It's like
Egyptian
great,
cotton.
It's a great flavors of, you know, when I was in Mexico, I went to this ice cream store in Cuernavaca that's very famous, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, and they had these flavors of ice cream. I mean, they must have had like forget Baskin Robbins, okay? They had like 200 flavors, and there were flavors like ofrenda a los muertos. Offering to the Dead. Yeah.
This is the track El Día Previo by Algodón Egipcio.
Yeah.
Algodón Egipcio is just so good at what he does. I really want to have him on the show. I think he listens to our show. Do you want to come on our show, dude? No, really.
Hello.
He needs to come to our show and guest DJ for us. This is the soundtrack of a very, very interesting movie called Mosquita y Mari, which is a new film. And speaking of honesty and art, Aurora Guerrero, who made this movie, she wanted to make a movie that reflected her own experiences as a lesbian woman, a lesbian Hispanic woman. And so it's a coming-of-age story between two young Latinas in Los Angeles, in Huntington Park. And they're growing up, both of them in immigrant households. One of them is, in fact, with an undocumented family. I haven't seen the film yet, but they start to develop something that is more than a friendship. It starts, one of them starts to develop romantic feelings for the other. And, you know, in a really great interview she did with one of our favorite websites, remezcla.com, she spoke about, you know, how when you're still coming to terms with your sexuality, sometimes your best friend is that first love, whether you're straight or gay, actually. Your best friend of the opposite sex a lot, or of the same sex a lot of times is, oh, I feel something for this person.
Uh-huh.
And so it has an amazing soundtrack. The soundtrack includes Carla Morrison, a lot of Carla Morrison, and several other artists, and it includes this song by Algodón Egipcio.
And it has some of our favorite artists. It also has Pistolera from New York. And is Molotov on it?
No, Molotov isn't on it. The next band that I brought, another band from the same album called La Pobresca, and they do. I know why you said Molotov. They sound a lot like
Molotov.
Do you want to hear that next?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is Las Cruces de Tijuana by La Pobresca, which sounds a lot like Molotov, but it's not.
Early 90s ska.
I love it, though.
Mexican ska.
Love it.
Mexican mosh. You know what? I want to point out that for this soundtrack, again, this is another track from the soundtrack for Mosquita y Mari. And what the director, Aurora Guerrero, said is that she wanted to assemble a group, a collection of music that reflects that experience of living in Huntington Park, whether you're immigrant, whether you're born here. So this album, like so much of the music that we do, reflects that bicultural experience. It's just a bicultural statement where you're mixing all these different things, all these different bands on the soundtrack. It's a statement, it's a musical statement, it's a social statement. And this song in particular, tell us about Las Cruces de Tijuana.
Well, Las Cruces de Tijuana are on the border. You get these crosses that are commemorating the people who die when they cross the border. Some of the crosses have names on them. Some of them don't, because people die while crossing the border and nobody knows who they are. And it reminds me of, there's a Jarabe de Palo song about Las Cruces de Tijuana. What Jarabe de Palo is saying when they sing about Las Cruces de Tijuana is, some trips last forever, meaning end with death.
And it's interesting that they chose ska to...
Yeah, but right?
Because it's...
Ska's kind of happy.
It's very happy, but that contradiction of emotions, I think, is perfect for this track.
Well, I think ska is also very frantic. And there's... That experience, that voyage, is a frantic one. And a quick, you know, be fast or get killed. What a great show. We had so much good music today.
There's a lot of great music coming up. And like we have to mention, we have to remind people that the Bomba Estéreo and the Café Tacuba is coming out in October. But we wanted to give a little sneak preview so that you can hear and kind of get an idea of what's coming up in the future. These other albums are either out now or they'll be out by the end of August.
I want to remind our listeners that you can hear all the music we played on this week's show on our website, npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to check out the Gaby Moreno album. We're running an exclusive first listen of the entire album on the same site.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you out there in social media. My name's Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.